Rosaline's voice drifted from the kitchen window, followed by May's laughter. May sounded so normal and happy right then, I couldn't imagine how she'd gotten the way she was. 1 minute laughing and the next overrun with everybody's misery. The last thing I wanted was to be like that. But I didn't want to be like T-Ray either, immune to everything but his own selfish life. I didn't know which was worse. Was she born like that? I asked. No, she was a happy child at first. Then what happened to her? August focused her eyes on the stone wall. May had a twin, our sister, April. The two of them were like one soul sharing two bodies. I never saw anything like it. If April got a toothache, May's gum would plump up red and swollen just like April's. Only one time did our father use a belt strap on April, and I swear to you, the welts rose on May's legs, too. Those two had no separation between them. The first day we were here, May told us that April died. And that's when it all started with May, she said, then looked at me like she was trying to decide whether to go on. It's not a pretty story. My story's not pretty either, I said, and she smiled. Well, when April and May were 11, they walked to the market with a nickel each to buy an ice cream. They'd seen the white children in there licking their cones and looking at cartoon books. The man who owned the market gave them the cones, but said they had to go outside to eat them. April was headstrong and told him she wanted to look at the cartoon books. She argued with the man for her own way, like she used to do with Father, and finally the man took her arm and pulled her to the door, and her ice cream dropped to the floor. She came home screaming that it wasn't fair. Our father was the only colored dentist in Richmond, and he'd seen more than his share of unfairness. He told April, "Nothing's fair in this world. You might as well get that straight right now." I was thinking how I myself had gotten that straight long before I was 11. I blew a puff of air across my face, bending my neck to behold the Big Dipper. June's music poured out, serenading us. I think most children might have let that roll on by, but it did something to April, August said. She got deflated about life, I suppose you'd say. It opened her eyes to things she might not have noticed, being so young. She started having stretches when she didn't want to go to school or do anything. By the time she was 13, she was having terrible depressions. And of course, the whole time, whatever she was feeling, May was feeling. And then, when April was 15, she took out our father's shotgun and killed herself. I hadn't expected that. I sucked in my breath, then felt my hand go up and cover my mouth. I know, said August. It's terrible to hear something like that. She paused a moment. When April died, something in May died too. She never was normal after that. It seemed like the world itself became May's twin sister. August's face was blending into the tree shadows. I slid up in my chair so I could still see her. Our mother said she was like Mary, with her heart on the outside of her chest. Mother was good about taking care of her, but when she died, it fell to me in June. We tried for years to get May some help. She saw doctors, but they didn't have any idea what to do with her except put her away. So June and I came up with this idea of a wailing wall.
A what kind of wall?
Wailing wall, she said again. Like they have in Jerusalem. The Jewish people go there to mourn. It's a way for them to deal with their suffering. See, they write their prayers on scraps of paper and tuck them in the wall.
And that's what May does?
August nodded. All those bits of paper you see out there stuck between the stones are things May has written down.
all the heavy feelings she carries around. It seems like the only thing that helps her.